Time for the Daily Dose of Ag with Lori Boyer on the award-winning Your Ag Network.
Widespread rains across the Corn Belt have helped ease drought and boost soil moisture, but flooding, severe storms, and a stretch of heat ahead are keeping growers on alert. USDA says 97% of the nation's corn crop has now emerged, right in line with normal. 5% has begun to silk, slightly ahead of average. Crop ratings held steady at 68% good to excellent, though Illinois saw a noticeable drop after wind and hail damage late in the week. Soybeans are also moving quickly, with 93% emerged and 9% blooming, both ahead of typical pace. Conditions were unchanged at 66% good to excellent, even as the top producing states all slipped a bit in weekly ratings. Winter wheat harvest continues to surge northward, now 40% complete nationwide, well ahead of last year and the five-year average. Texas and Oklahoma remain the furthest along, while overall wheat conditions slipped to 26% good to excellent. And spring wheat continues to move steadily through early development. USDA says 16% of the crop is now headed, running just ahead of last year and right in line with a five-year average. Crop rating slipped, with 54% rated good to excellent, down a point from the previous week as scattered dryness and weather stress showed up in parts of the northern plains. A stalled front stretching from the central plains into the southeast will be the main driver of weather today, sparking scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout the day. Some could turn severe, and a disturbance will bring scattered showers to the Midwest. I'm Lori Boyer, your Ag Network.
I'm Derek Beck, and if you love horsepower, the four-legged kind, you got to be at the Lake Mack Casino Resort and Racetrack in Ogallala July 10th and 11th. Feel the thunder of Nebraska bred quarter horses flying down the track at the Lake Mack Racetrack. Race weekend presented by Adams Bank and Trust. It's Western heritage, agriculture, family fun, community events, and some of the fastest excitement you'll find in the West. July 10th and 11th, Lake Mack Casino Resort and Racetrack in Ogallala, Nebraska. Don't miss it. Paid for by the Keith County Visitors Committee.